Hi everyone, it is Marilyn Allori and welcome to Who Can It Be Now? And today I'm introducing and interviewing Dashka. Do you say your last name Garrettson?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever asked you that. So I've known Dashka. How long have I known you now?
2019.
Oh, since 2019. And Dashka has truly impressed me in how she has embraced her life, embraced her path, her gifts, expanded, opened up to them, and has continuously re refused to say no to her truth. And that is why I was just talking to Dashka right before this, the first time I'm interviewing her. And she's in my program, Next Level Living. She's been in Soul Finder Academy. She's done other programs. She's an incredible healer. And I was like, I didn't get your bio because I never asked for it because I don't like reading bios usually. I like talking about the person. And that's probably why. But I'm going to read it anyway because I want you all to know about her. We're just going to get into a really great conversation about the type of healing she does, because she does healings that it's not in my wheelhouse or my expertise. She specializes in medical intuitive readings, energetic clearing, hands-on healing. And what I love about Dashka, when she was in Soul Finder Academy, we did a I did a thing with her, a bonus where she was on Voxer with me. And Voxer is this support where we could leave voice messages for each other. And I'm not going to get into what those voice messages were about because they were private to our time together. But what I loved was whenever I tapped into her field or tapped into a question that she had, the amount of expansion that was available to her kind of blew me away. And I think Dashka will be okay with me saying this is what I find with a lot of people, especially people that I work with, they are very powerful. Powerful is a great word. Powerful is not about ego. Powerful is about using all the gifts that God, universe, and the source is giving you. And when I would tap in and we'd have conversations, I would feel into, and she already knew about it herself and was feeling it too. I would feel into the fields of possibility for her. And what I loved about some of our conversations is that can be a little bit overwhelming in the beginning when you have that much energy coming at you and you don't know yet how to work with it fully. So we'll talk a bit about that today. But before I start with Dashka, I am gonna read her bio, because in all of these interviews, as much as I work with the person, I find my best approach to them is really learning about them and learning about the work that they do. I don't like overly studying a person before I interview them. I like learning during the process. So her bio is, with over 15 years of experience as a dedicated registered nurse in a hospital setting, she's expanded into holistic healing, specializing in bioenergetics. Bioenergetics is the profound link between emotional well-being and physical health and vitality. She specializes in medical intuitive readings, energetic clearings, hands-on healings to create balance and harmony of the body, mind, and spirit. Her gentle and unique approach to healing goes beyond the surface. And I can tell you what I've witnessed from her, she does. Connecting with subconscious and soul essence to bring about lasting transformation. She uses a method that can precisely be identified as addressing the root cause of health challenges without reliving past trauma. This method unveils the long-held emotions that can manifest in someone's life as a physical ailment, disease. Oh my goodness, we're going to talk about this, Dashka. Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, emotional upset, confusion, lack of fulfillment, relationship or career challenges, or more. Her goal, and I can tell you this from witnessing Dashka in Next Level Living, especially, she truly, absolutely loves what she does and how she can help. So her goal is to assist people to connect with their core wisdom and empower them to take control of their health, feel good in their bodies, and thrive. And she offers both in-person and virtual sessions, and both effectively. And she's also doing some group sessions. So her website will be in the show notes, but it's dashkashealinghands.com. And I'm going to spell it, and I'm probably going to say it again later on, because she's doing these group healings that I think all of you would benefit from. I also know you would benefit from work with her. So it's Dashka, Dashk, as healing hands, Ashealinghands.com. I think we're going to work on your URL for your website because I need it to be simpler. I'm starting to be bringing business stuff into Next Level of Living. Hi, Dashka.
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for
Oops.
having me. Such a treat.
So excited you're here. So I want to know, because I don't know that I know this story. I know you were a nurse before you got into healing. What was the calling to one, become a nurse, and then to deepen it through this other healing type of work?
Nursing overall in general, I had I was in a place where I didn't know really what I wanted to do as far as career and work. And I did AmeriCorps, which is the, I did a part of AmeriCorps, which is a national service. And all the kids are between 18 and 22 years old. And I did that program. It's a 10-month program, and I got done, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And I got an opportunity and a scholarship to nursing school to get my RN. So I thought that's what I should do. And I thought at first, I wasn't sure if it would be fulfilling enough, if that's really what I wanted to do. But I had all of the credits that I needed to get accepted to the program, and it was paid for by Washington State. I got into a program that basically tuition was free. So I had to say yes. So I did nursing that way, and then through continuing education for nursing, well, we have to do continuing education. So through that, I found Healing Touch program as an opportunity for continuing education credit, which talks about the energy system of the body, and learning about the chakras sounded a lot more interesting to me than doing diabetes management again or heart disease again. So I found Healing Touch program, which is accredited through the National Nursing Association. So I got the credit that way and took that program through completion to get certified as a practitioner, and just absolutely fell in love with it, and then expanded more and more from there into my gifts.
This is amazing. So you kind of just fell into nursing. It's so incredible that they gave you a scholarship for it. It's so wonderful. Were you having any doubts when you went into, I know you said you didn't know how it would work out, but was there something bigger or greater calling you, like, yeah, there's something bigger here, I need to go? Or you weren't even aware of that?
I was aware that I needed a career path and something to do. And at the time that I finished AmeriCorps, I could have gotten my job back in Seattle, where I had moved from before, but I didn't have anywhere to live. And you can only couch surf for so long.
Yeah.
And I thought, do I really just want to? And so at the time then, I was drawing blood at the hospitals, just doing phlebotomy, going around all the places, drawing blood and taking it back to the lab. And that's not fulfilling at all. So I'm like, do I really want to go back to doing that? No. So I moved to where my mom was living, and she supported me by letting me live in half of a condo type space that she had. She let me live in part of it until I figured out what I wanted. So it all, I was like, I knew there was something more in a sense of like I needed, but I didn't know what that was.
And were you interested in healing before nursing school?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Do you remember like what was the initiating experience, or like one of your first memories of being interested in healing? And if you don't, it's okay.
I was eight years old, yeah. Closer to seven, between 6 and 7, a kid fell at the, I was at daycare, I was a latchkey kid. Right. And I was at daycare, and this kid fell and hurt himself, and I knew I could help him. So I have a lot of memories around that experience, but those kind of things. And then as a elementary school kid, there is a program called Natural Helpers, and I was nominated from my peers to be that person who people could come talk to and kind of be like a mediator between the children and the adults, and that liaison, and that felt really good. So always having that kind of being an empath and compassionate of helping people. And then I never really liked school until I went to nursing school, and then learning about the body was just fascinating, and I really enjoyed it.
So before we get into the help, what was it called again? Healing Touch?
Yes.
Yeah, which you were doing that certification during SFA, weren't you, during Soul Finder Academy? And I think it's incredible that it was an accredited program for nursing, which is so wonderful, because we'll talk about that in a second. I'm going to ask you a question. During nursing, what is one of your biggest challenges as a nurse? Can you share about that without
In what way?
In a way that for you as a healer, How can it, is it challenging in any way as a healer to be a nurse? Because I've heard this from other nurses, so I'm just curious, and I want to make sure we respect what you do because you love what you do too.
Absolutely. I think I absolutely love what I do. I wouldn't do it, right? Especially after COVID, you lost so many people. Like, I wouldn't stay there if I didn't like it.
Right.
But Western medicine's limited. It's very compartmentalized. The physicians are there for their topic or their body system or their ideas or their goals. The orthopedists are talking about bones. The cardiologists are talking about the heart. They're not looking at the whole picture of a person. And that's what Healing Touch Program taught me, was how to integrate and look at the whole well-being of someone. They Western medicine is so segregated or compartmentalized to the body systems. And the other part I really would say to that is how much I see people either do have a hand in the game of how much they're involved in their health care and how much they don't. Like, somebody said, I had an injury, or this chronic disease process just happened to me, versus having some responsibility to for knowing how they got to the place where their disease is out of control and they're at a place where they're unable to care for themselves and they need to be in the hospital setting to have somebody to care for them, to help them through. So having responsibility for their own health care.
Do you find so then Healing Touch, you were taught like how to treat the whole body as a whole, and tell me a little bit about that, like what you loved about it and what you're using today.
So I do it when I have a client, I'll do an intake with them. I like to spend time to get to know their health history. How much are you sleeping? How much water are you drinking? What's your stress level? What's the cause of those stress levels? More than just what are the symptoms that you're experiencing in this health challenge?
And when you
Right.
go into the hospital and stuff, it's more about the symptoms. It's not about those types of questions, right?
It depends on how much time I have and how much interest the client has or the patient would be willing to share in the moment. But I mean, it's always asking for permission from the person, right? But then, yeah, my time is definitely limited at the bedside, is how much can I get in. So then I'm hospital wise, I'm treating what is acutely in the time that we have together. Decreasing pain, helping people sleep, recover from anesthesia, those types of things that are more quickly. But Healing Touch Program really taught me about holistically looking at all the body systems, how they integrate together, and how much somebody's sleeping, how much they're stressing, how much, what are they eating, what are they not eating, what's their nutrients, right? What are you putting into your body? What's your environment? What, how do you live in types of community, what's around you, right? That I think, so I like to have that health history behind somebody's presentation to me, so I know what's going on more holistically in their system.
So when you work with people privately now, are you able to, I'm sure you're able to marry the two expertise. And how are you working with people privately? Because I want to talk about this further. I know somebody who's struggling with a really big health issue. And I was talking to someone close to her yesterday, and I was like, it's her anxiety that's making it worse. I do believe there's a physical condition, but her anxiety is shutting down her body.
Right. The
And so I.
physical is the last, is the most dense, it's the last to have the symptoms. So it's just responding to what's happening energetically and emotionally.
So how do you work with people now? Like, how do you help people when they first come to you? What kind of people do you like working with? I just want to hear a little bit more about your process.
I like to work with people who want to support their own health. If you have to, people to have skin in the game, right? You want to get yourself better. I don't want to treat people who say, do this for me, right?
Right.
So people who are involved in their own health care and want to get better and get healthy and see what could be a result if they didn't have this health challenge affecting them, right? Then I think of I work with the energetics of the energy system, the energy body, which is around us, which is a part of us. It's an extension of you. You just can't see it, right? So I think
Go
of
into
this.
depth a little bit about that, the energy body. Tell us what that is so we understand what that is.
So the energy body, I think of as the aura, the biofield. There's many names for it. It's the field around us that is a part of us. It's a part of the human. It's human energy system or your unique individual energy system that, and then I think of the universal energy system, the collective, everyone outside of us, right? So energy moves from less dense to more dense, the physical body being the most dense. That's just quantum physics, right? So energy moves from the universal energy system into the individual energy body or energy system. That is made up from the chakras. Each of the seven major chakras spin and create their own unique vibration or frequency. That frequency is correlated or establishes a layer of the biofield of
Oh.
the energy field. So each layer, it corresponds to a specific chakra. So the root chakra creates or generates the first layer of the energy body. Then there's seven layers, as there's seven major chakras, right? So the energy moves through the chakras being like energy transmitters. They're both receivers of energy into the physical body, and that's how we get energy out of our body, is through the chakras into the individual energy system, and then out to the universal energy system, out to the collective, where then Mother Nature, Gaia, Mother Earth mulches it up and repurposes it for else use elsewhere. Just doesn't need to be stuck in our system anymore,
That's
any
fascinating.
longer.
I didn't know anything about that. So, are the energy fields like the energy, the bio, what you called it, the biofield? What did you call it that's outside of us? You called it the energy body. Are they in layers like the chakras are? Like you said, it goes first, second. Is it first, second, third? Is it go like that way, or is it seventh? What does it start, or does it matter?
So one is closest to the skin. They're like very, very close, not very far away, is really surface level, is first layer. And then it goes out to seventh layer.
Right.
So root to crown, one to seven, one
Right.
being close to you, seven being far away.
Are you able to see the energy bodies and be able to read like the energy in the energy bodies?
I feel it. I'm a
Okay.
feeler. So, yes, in feeling, not in seeing.
Great. So, do you want to describe a little bit about that, like how you feel it or however you explain it? By the way, just so everybody knows, nobody knows what I'm going to ask them. So you have to like poor Dashka has no idea what I'm asking her. And then I'm like, what was your first memory? And like people have to pull it up really quick. So I just want everybody to know that. Like poor Dashka's on the but she's doing great. Go
It's
ahead,
good.
sweet.
So I feel like I can rake over someone's body and feel where there's congestion, where there's denseness, where there's flow, where it's moving. So I feel it tactically.
That's amazing. And are you able to then feel like if you're feeling over somebody's body and you're feeling congestion, are you able to see or feel or understand psychological components to it, like what is causing it? Or do you, how do you work with it is my guess, my question.
So I work with charts and pendulums and hearing and knowing and sensing,
Love
and
it.
yeah.
Keep going. Just keep talking.
So the I did the Soul Intelligence Method certification with Christine Glynne, and that I think of as healing of the energy body around us, and working with the energetics of the energy body and clearing. It's really getting into the nitty-gritty of root cause, why, what, how, those kind of things, is how it is manifesting as symptoms in the physical body.
Great.
And then the hands-on work on the body, the waters of the energy inside the body, is clearing it out is breaking up that congestion, loosening it up, releasing it out, so it's just not stuck anymore. Then when everything gets, once the energy is in alignment and balanced and open and flowing and moving, the body naturally knows what to do. Then the water is like the blood, the red blood cells bring in oxygen and all the nutrients that they do. The white blood cells take out all the waste product, right? That's naturally what they do. The cerebral spinal fluid is moving, the lymph is moving. So every cell gets precisely exactly the nutrients, the hormones, whatever it is that that cell needs to heal and repair itself. Just as we heal when we cut a finger or stub a toe, right? Your body naturally knows how to heal itself. I'm just helping to set up into alignment so that that can naturally happen on its own. Your body knows how to heal.
I love that. That's amazing. So after you work on someone and you're able, so how long does it take? I guess it depends on the person and their symptoms of how long it takes to get their body into alignment, right?
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
Then go ahead, share.
Oh, it's just, it's not a one and done treatment.
Well, it wasn't
right?
a one and done to get there, right? To get
right.
sick.
It wasn't a one and done to get there. No, I yeah. have had clients like who have had dramatic symptom relief after one session. I'm not saying it's not possible or can't happen. Like migraine, I had a client who had migraines, headaches, and really horrible for her, did a session and she didn't have migraines for a very, very long time.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. So there are things that can be, but there's also layers to it. And it's how much energy work one person can handle at one time.
Yes.
Right. So I'll do up to 90 minutes. Average is 60 minutes, and the most common 60 minutes. And then I'll do short and sweet tune-ups for people who want just a realignment or establishment of back to baseline, like 30 minutes.
Do you any, I want to continue with this because it's so good, but I have a quick question. Do you do any kind of, you must do some talk because you said you do the intake. Mm-hmm. Do people explain to you emotionally what's going on with them as well? The stress levels?
Yeah. So when they're saying they're stressed, then it's okay, what is causing the stress? Where is that coming from? But it's also doing the intuitive work to say, this is what's coming up energetically for you. Does this resonate with you? If they say yes or no, then it's asking them, hey, are you ready to let that go? Are you ready to release it? So it's that awareness and acknowledgement for the mind. That's the only piece of this that the mind is involved in, is giving permission or acknowledgement, awareness to let it go. Because once something is acknowledged, then it's naturally released and out of the system.
That's great. So what happens though, if someone acknowledges it, but they're still holding on to the illness?
What do you mean?
So I, like I said, I'm referring to a friend who I feel like she's acknowledging that there may be some root cause of stress and anxiety. But when I ask if she's ready to be healed, she doesn't believe she can be healed. So that's the mind part that I guess that is holding on to the illness, right?
Right. So then you get onto the mindset to change that, to get that to shift. And once that shifts, then you can have that cascade to help the rest of things. And if nobody wants to be helped, then we can't help.
One of my biggest things, Dashka, did I say that you can go to the best healer in the world, but if you don't want to be healed, you're not going to be healed. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's just like the clients who come into, or patients of the hospital who be like, I have chronic disease and diabetes and I'm losing a foot or a limb or something. And this just happened to me. I had no role in it. Right? Like it's self-responsibility, or blaming or outside of themselves, then no.
Yeah. So I love how you work. So what you do is like you somebody will come to you and they will be coming to you for a problem. And then you take a bit of an intake, but you're also intuiting what you're picking up and you're sharing that with them, correct?
Yes.
And then you're putting your hands over them and you're realigning. I love the way you said the water in the system. And I never understood that the water in the system is blood. It's cerebral fluid. It's all those fluids you said. Like, what is the water in the system?
It's all the waters of the body, right? Like, we're so much of our body is water, right? Where does that water go? It goes into our cerebral spinal fluid. It goes into our lymphatic system. It goes into our blood, right? It hydrates all of our cells. So it's, I think of it like each individual cell is like a little cup, right? And it turns up and you're filling those cups with divine energy, with love, light, wisdom, understanding, compassion, right? That energizes them and gets them moving so that they can go disperse within the body to go where they need to go. And the endocrine system kicks in and all the hormones that are properly aligned, and then the nutrients from the blood can get where they need to go, and the white blood cells can take out the waste products, and the kidneys can do their functioning to get rid of waste, just in the liver,
Are
right?
you, go ahead.
Oh, and then stimulating the lymphatic system, because our heart has a pump, right? The lymphatic system doesn't have a generator, a pump, so when that needs to help support to get moving, right? I think of it like an energetic massage, all the way from the energy field all the way down to the cellular level, getting everything kind of scrubbed out and cleaned and washed and replenished. And the body replenishes itself, it knows exactly what it needs to do. And then drinking a ton of water helps to replenish, because and water is a conductor of energy, right? So it's just, we're moving that energy, so it needs to be replaced within the body so it can have new water to hydrate to help move. When you're dehydrated, it's so much harder.
Wow. So many questions. And I just lost one of them that I thought was that I wanted to know, but I'm gonna, oh, so if somebody's body, because I do agree with this, like I've shared the story before where I was asking for help for one of my dogs, and everybody was offering up help in a Facebook group. And then this one woman like started sharing it with people, and I was like, stop already. It's too much for the dog. And I was like, and she was like, it's too much energy healing for the dog. And I was like, the dog's body cannot take all that energy healing. It's like antibiotics. So when you're, and you said that, which I loved, you're like, it depends on how much the body can receive in the moment.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're feeling someone, are you feeling how much the body can take on in terms of healing?
Yeah, you can tell. For sure.
Okay.
It's a feeling, it's a knowing. Right. And it goes both ways. If I need to stop, I won't stop. I'll just adjust, right? However, if somebody was to say, I don't feel comfortable, or this is hurting, or this is, because you have releases of energy, right? You can have muscle twitches that are involuntary that you don't control. Things can happen, and that can feel a little odd to people. They pass very quickly. But if somebody were to feel uncomfortable, I'd want them to say, hey, can we adjust? Right? I've never had anybody take me up on it, but I always offer, if we need to stop, tell me.
Well, that's good because there's like a co-creation so the person can feel safe as well when they're working with you, which is
Absolutely.
good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you're doing this virtually, you're able to do it the same way.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit to me, how it works.
So I have, like, for me personally, I don't know how other practitioners work, but having like a setup so I know where a person's body is in my space, like an arm, a leg, like right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg, torso, right? So I know where all their chakras are, and then I use that as a template for their physical body. So it's
Okay.
all through intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they telling you how they're laying, or you're just knowing
It
where?
doesn't matter. It's just how
Doesn't.
they're comfortable. It's, I want them to be comfortable.
Okay.
It's really a activation of the nervous system to take a break, to rest. That is the most immediate effect of energy work, is kicking in or activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest, relax, digest. So that is the most quick or most immediate effect. So I want people to be able to lie in a way that they're comfortable when we're virtual, because it doesn't matter to me. It's more that they, I don't want them to be like a stiff person,
Right.
right? For don't move, you have to hold still.
Right.
No. Right? It's not like that. So they can lie however they need to be able to receive, just to be open to receiving. And then there's no mental figuring it out. There's nothing they have to do during session. It's really just being opening all of your energy centers, intentionally opening them to receive and being open to receive. So it's that time for the person to get what they need without doing. It's not action for them. It's more of them to receive the healing and to be open to receiving the healing during, you know, that session time together, which is nice for people to have that time out so that they can relax. And
yeah.
it's very relaxing, like that kind of calm after some people have after a massage or Rolfing or other like somatic work. It's similar to that, like, I don't want to leave the spa kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a beautiful surrender. I've done virtual and physical, so I know what you're talking about. And it's quite wonderful what you're saying. I love that. So when they leave, do you give them, like, I know drinking plenty of water, but based on their makeup, do you give them other things that they should do nutritionally as well as exercise or anything? Do you give them other types of things to take home with them?
Yeah, there's homework if it comes up and if it resonates, right? Like if a frequency for a specific nutrient or supplement or, I don't know, flower remedy, anything. If something comes up to say this is what your body is wanting right now and this would help heal this symptom, then I'll say if you want to get it in the physical, then, because we'll bring in the frequency of whatever it is that that person needs energetically. If they want to take it in their physical, then they can go get that object in their own environment and bring it in and ingest it and put it in their body if they want to. And I can have recommendations for that. The medical intuitive certification program that I did with Carrie Fulmore, and she is a functional medicine practitioner and knows, she is just absolutely knowledgeable of all the things. So I can ask, but she's also given us protocols and remedies for specific things and resources to get like a supplement or a tincture if that's what they want to do. Then I can give them recommendations. As far as opening up the different chakras, if a specific chakra that we're working on, and I can open it, I can help you, support you to open it. It's up to you to keep it open and keep that vibration going, right? So we'll talk about homework activities that they could do to help, like, open the throat, keep the throat open, talking their truth, speaking out loud, the things that can support keeping that open longer.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're like a one-stop shop. This is what I love about, and this is like why I'm really working hard on Next Level Living, because I feel that people like you come in and you're studying all these different things that make you so beneficial to a person, because it's not just, and there's nothing against any of this stuff, but it's not just Reiki. It's not just, I don't even know if Theta Healing's around anymore. I always say that because Theta Healers had such strict protocols. It's not just, you know, Chinese herbs or whatever they're called today, you know. You have all these different expertise you're pulling in and you're creating your own type of brand. Do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then studying with different mentors for developing my six senses, right? So learning how, I guess, integrate and bring it in and then kind of mesh it all together to blend to be what I think would heal the best.
Yeah, it's like Dashka's
yeah.
medicine. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So that was going to be one of my other questions. I'm not sure if you know the answer to this or if you want to answer it because it's kind of private, but do you know who you're pulling information from out in the universe or guides or whatever, you know, a lot of the comments and conversations we have? Do you have an idea of who you're pulling that information in from?
Source, divine.
Great.
Right. It's smarter than you or I ever will be, ever are, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's that divine intelligence that knows precisely what you need and how much and where. I'm just helping to move it. And then my spiritual team, my own team of
Great. And
my angels, my guides, right?
Great. And then when you go in before a session, are you doing any kind of preparation to connect with them before you start working with someone?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then are you
So
closing out? Oh, go ahead to talk.
I do my own before I client, and then I'll put a field around to create sacred space between me and the client. So I ground myself, make sure I'm grounded and clear. I must be clear before I do any work. And so I do that individually. And then when I meet with my client, I'll create sacred space for both of us that we're connected in this. And then I'll call in my team and then the divine source and all those aspects, right? There's so many. And then I invite in my clients or anybody that you want to be present with us during session today.
Right.
Sometimes there's yes, and sometimes there's specific people, like I want my grandma or whoever's passed on that they felt comforted by or they think would help with this particular issue that they have, or they are really affiliated with someone particular. They'll ask for that person's energy to come in. And so we'll invite in them, and then I hold sacred space for that container during session, right? And then then clear and release and disconnect at the end.
So, and then when you disconnect at the end, do you separate? Do you have to do anything for yourself to release? Or is it just that's already been created by the sacred space and the grounding?
I think it's all incorporated in the closing and releasing. And what's yours is yours, goes with you, blessed and transformed. What's mine is mine, comes back with me, blessed and transformed. And we are separate. Right?
Does any of your love that how you said that, Dashka, it's so beautiful. Blessed.
Well, and that's from Anna Sui. Well,
oh,
I adapted,
beautiful.
I added on to it, adapted. But yeah, I mean, initially it's from Anna Sui. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I just was emailing with her right before this interview. And she actually just, I went on to whatever, it doesn't matter. So, the question I have for you though now is I want to go to your religion. You are a practicing Jewish person?
Yes.
Does any of that take place in your work?
Yes, in that my spiritual team and in my personal guides and my connection to divine, right? But not in any time, just in me personally and in how I guess I connect with source.
Okay.
Right? But not in terms of working specifically with clients, nor is there, I guess their only medical belief needs to be that they have skin in the game and they're helping themselves heal and they want to get better.
Right.
Right. Other than, and like, as far as, and it works in addition to and in support of traditional medicine. It's never in place of.
Right.
Right. Right. I'm working with your healthcare team. I'm just another person on that team, right? And so, and same with religion, is to say no matter denomination or what people believe, other than that higher power, that there's something greater than us to help facilitate and connect this healing. That's the only thing that someone, I would ask that a client have belief in. But as far as denomination, it's not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't think it did. I just know you have this beautiful spirituality. And I was just curious as to how that took place, how that took part. You know, I'm a Catholic. I was a Catholic. I'm not really practicing now, but it does have a big place in my work in terms of believing in God and rituals and traditions and stuff. So I was just curious.
Yeah.
So emotional, let's talk about emotional for a second, because I love that you said you're part of the medical team. I love that. You have no ego in your work, which I love. And
yeah,
even the fact that you're so open to continue to study and make it your own, make your stuff your own. You know, I think it's wonderful how you give credibility to the people that have taught you, and it's great, but you are making your own It's Dashka's medicine. It's, I know there's a better term
Yeah.
out there for it, but I can't think of it right now. And this is what I love interviewing people in Next Level Living for, is that I'm learning a side of you that I didn't even know. So I'm so excited
Yeah.
by everything you're doing. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
The emotional, so again, I don't see, this is one of my biggest things, guys. Anybody who's listening to this, I find there are healers out there that have ego. They have a God complex. I can't stand it. I really can't. This is why I'll only interview, I'm not a hands-on healer like Dashka. This is why I'll interview people like you, because I want people to go to you. I want people to learn from you, because you're very much not taking away the power from the person. You're empowering them with your work. Do you want to say something to that, sweetie?
Just that, yeah, it's like you teach all of us is that it's within us, right? We choose, we decide, and energy needs to be directed.
Tell me about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, Einstein is never created nor destroyed, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the known, I guess. So energy has to go somewhere. It's just hanging out, just like money. Money is not going to do anything if you don't do something with it, right? You put it on your table, it's just going to sit on your table.
Put it in an account. It's just going to sit in the account, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So energy is the same way. It
Of
needs
course.
direction. You direct your energy. You tell it where to go. That's up to you. You are the source of not me, not your dad, not your grandma, not your husband or your wife, right? You direct your energy, and that's part of taking our power back and not giving our power away to other people. And so where do you want your energy to go? It needs direction. It needs to know, and then divine source can and the universe can support that.
So what if the energy in your body is something from a trauma? Is that, could that be possible? Like something in your body that's creating this friction is from a traumatic experience. Is that considered energy that you have to move out and send somewhere?
Yeah. So we just send it back to the universal energy field so it's no longer attached to you. Right? And then Mother Nature, Gaia, mulches it up and repurposes it and sends it back out as energy for the collective.
And it's usually a higher form of energy when it's sent out back to the collective, right? After she mulches it up and does her magic with it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
I believe that. And so trauma is like finding out where that congestion is, what's the emotional root that, and it's not reliving the past trauma, it's just saying, I notice that there is some trauma here, or this is a feeling or the emotion that's here. Are you ready to let that go? Are you ready to release it?
And that's what I was going to ask you about, is emotional sickness as well. Like, not necessarily talking about diagnosed mental illnesses. I never know the politically correct terms, so forgive me. But if somebody's coming to you because they are experiencing some melancholy or depression because they've had some kind of loss in their life, and they don't want it to become a physical ailment, they want to work through the emotional of it. You can help them with that too, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's where the energy body work comes in. I think of it as being held and stored out here in our energy body. And so we're releasing and clearing, cleansing and balancing the energy body to get it out. Yeah.
I love this, Dashka. So the group work that you're doing now, tell me a little bit more about that and tell people how they can find you. Although I'm going to have you change that URL, sweetie. You're going to hate me for that, but you probably don't have to. You can say it. It's
It's Dashka's
Dashka's.
Healing Hands
Oh, it's easy. It's Dashka's Healing Hands.
dot
That's
com.
easy. That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. Dashka's Healing Hands. Great.
Changed your mind. I like it.
I was reading as in there. I wasn't reading the Dashka, the end of the A and then the S, Dashka's Healing Hands. I love that. So tell us more about the group work that you're doing and how people, because you also, like, you're active on your Facebook personal page, which is a great way for people to follow you too, besides join your email. But I want people to know how to find you because I'm so deeply impressed by your work. I think it's really beautiful. And I know where you're growing. I'm not, you know me. You said this to me yesterday on Facebook. I'm not blowing smoke up Marilyn's butt. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. And I
Right.
think it's important that you get this workout. So how, and then I have one more question for you, but how should people find you, and What are you doing now that you can help them? Besides that one-on-one, which we talked about, which is amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one-on-one is fabulous and I love it. I absolutely love it. And then groups, I've done in person and online groups to have more people at one time. So the emotional clearing, the group work online has been a lot of emotional clearing and core beliefs of stuff that people have or may be in common with other people to treat and address more people at one time. And like the session I want to do for NLL is on receiving love, because I think all of us are so good at giving, right? We're not so good at receiving.
That's the
So,
soul clearing session you're doing at Next Level Living is
yeah.
receiving love. Go ahead.
So that's the topic I want to do is receiving love, because what can we clear? What can we dissolve and dismantle so that people can allow more in to learn to receive that into our body and to receive love. And having, yeah, kind of like emotional commonality between lots of different people to say, if this core belief or something you think about yourself is resonating with other people, then more people could come to the same and we'll clear anything that is standing in the way for in those sessions, not every individual thing is going to apply to every person, right?
Right.
It's more, it's putting the sacred container and creating sacred space for the group. And then anyone who were to listen to the recording after session is also included by intention. Do that. So it doesn't matter that they're live or not live. It's just that they're included in that container. And then we're working on the emotional release of
I
beliefs.
like that because I always find, besides individual, I think one-on-one is super important, especially for somebody who's struggling with any kind of physical ailments and emotional, all the things that we've described and talked about today. I think also people who want to expand and grow would be also benefit from working with you because we
Yeah.
always have some type of blocks, you know, that upper limb problem that we talk about in Next Level Living. So I'm assuming people, you're going to answer that coming to you that want to grow their platform or grow their business or grow their love life or grow, become a better mother. They could come to you too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll find out. If they don't know, you don't have to know what your blocks are, right? You don't have to know where they are, but we'll find them and we'll dissolve them and release them so that then going through the actions of their lives, those things then become easier and more transformative, right? So I have a website and then, yeah, social media. Is Facebook or Instagram, and my email is dashkashealing@gmail.com.
Dashka's healing at gmail.com. Great. We'll make sure that's in the show notes as well. But it's DASHKASHEALING. Dashka'sHealing.com. Is that correct?
My website is Dashka's Healing
Dashka's
Hands.
healing at gmail.com. At
Yes.
gmail.com is your email. Yeah. Dashka's healings. I'm actually looking at your website now. It looks beautiful, by the way. I don't think I've seen it since you've
Oh,
done it.
and it's actually like under revision or construction to re kind of show the way that it looks, because the way it is set up, I have healing touch, soul intelligence method, medical intuitive readings kind of listed individually, as those are the methods that I use most common. And then my nursing background and my knowledge of anatomy and physiology and how the body works,
So
right?
important.
So it all really what when you get a session with me, you're getting all of it. I'm gonna do an assessment of your chakras, seven major chakras, and then most often, not always, we go into the minor chakras and the joints and see what's happening there. And then I measure our field, your energy field, your energy body. So I do this assessment at the beginning to see kind of where you're at, and then during session, you get all of those components are all blended and integrated together. So I don't want people any longer to sign up for just one thing. It's more you're signing up for time. So most common 60 minutes, and then sometimes people want more, and I'll go 90 minutes, and then sometimes people want a short and sweet tune-up, so we'll do 30 minutes. But this blending and getting all of those things together into one session doesn't matter what how much time. So I am setting my I want to redo my website in that to show that more rather than three separate things because they're not separate.
Yeah, I agree. It's Dashka's medicine. It's all of
Yeah.
this above. It's all of this and so much more.
And more.
That's
Yeah.
great. I love that. And I love that you said that people don't have to know what their blocks are or what they're going through. I mean, that's why they're going to you to get that intuitive reading to understand like at a deeper level. Because a lot of times when we're struggling with something, we can't see it for ourselves and we need
Right.
somebody else to help us.
So true.
Yeah.
So
So
true.
where do you want to, and this is just the answer for today on March 7, 2024, that we're recording this. You know how I am with timestamps. Just because I know you're gonna accelerate to so many degrees. What is your mission right now, Dashka? Like what is your passion? What is it that you want to do and what do you want to grow to?
I want to help as many people as I can, right? And help you to heal and understand that you have control and power over your body. And you have choice in where your energy goes, right? You tell your energy where it's to go and how it can help support your healing. And you don't have to just have the symptoms of ailment, of health challenges. Right, so I'd like to help as many people as I can and get into more eyeballs and more people, more homes, and then help people who I don't want to say can't help themselves, but I think of people who are like that death and dying process of crossing over to make that transition easier or more comfortable. So I can support that person, but I can also support their family members who are watching and supporting and caring for those people. Then there's the people who are still growing and maturing, like the children, right? And
Yes.
teaching them that this around you, your energy body is real. You just can't see it. It's an extension of you, it's a part of you. And how we can have more connection and how to say, like skin in the game, or how to have a foot, and you can heal yourself and you can support your own health and well-being choices.
Love that. I was going to actually ask you that because I kept getting kids around you and helping kids. And I know that's not the only thing, but I would imagine, besides, I want to talk about the death and dying in a second, but let me ask you this. If a child is struggling, no, that's not the right terminology. I can't find the words today. If a child is diagnosed with autism or being on the spectrum, and I would imagine, well, I know people like this, the parent needs help too in this area. Are you able to help parents and children with that type of situation?
I think I could help people with the stress of it,
Yeah.
right? And the how profound or acute the symptoms are, right? We can lessen, but I'm not going to change what's innately how the person came into this world, how they chose to present. Right. So unless they want to change that structure, I guess it's possible, right? I'm not going to say we can't. It would be doing that individual investigative work with the client,
Yeah, and
right?
especially where they are at that moment, because it could always change a month from now, 3 months from now, a year from now through life experience.
Sure.
Yeah. So
Sure.
that's great.
Yeah, and I don't want to put limitations to say I only work with men with women. Right,
Yeah.
like I like the men too, and it's I don't want to say I only work with old people or I only work with children because it's non-invasive, it's not there's no harmful side effects, and it can be to any part of the lifetime.
Yeah.
Energy medicine works irregardless of age or where somebody is in their life. Right. So that's, I don't want to say it's just one type of person that I can support.
Yeah, and I don't think you're supposed to, and I don't think you described it that way. And I think, as much as like some people in marketing get caught up in niches, you're not supposed to have your niche is heal, helping people to heal, helping them to heal, want to heal, everything that you just said, like what you love to do. That's what you're here to do. I agree with that. And I also find it interesting, like working with somebody who's, I'm thinking of a client of mine who unfortunately did transition, but she was struggling with cancer for quite some time. And she was really working on it. And like she would have been the ideal client for you to help her because I talked to her a bit towards the end and also held space for her when she transitioned. But she would have been the perfect person for you to really work with and the family members around because no matter what, when you're facing that, she was wonderful, absolutely beautiful. I don't want to talk about her experience, but she really, you still have the unknown that you're stepping into when you're transitioning. And you know you're transitioning. So I,
Yeah, it's human nature, right?
yep. So I imagine like your work in that would be so tremendous to clear out and just help the person feel supported and safe as they did that crossing over.
And expanding and spreading the chakras can really help them to feel held in that universal unconditional love, right? So that does make that transition feel safer.
I love that. Dashka, this was such a pleasure. Let me ask you real quick, and this wasn't something I was going to ask until now. Besides that, you've worked with many brilliant people and you're amazingly brilliant yourself. What is one of the biggest things you've gotten from Next Level Living? We're both drinking water because we're thirsty. And Dashka said you
Right.
have to drink a lot of water.
You do. Your body needs it. Trust in myself, taking my power back,
I love that.
not giving my power away to anybody else. Right? I mean, that's been huge. And then community, right? Where we can talk about the fact that I have a spiritual team and it's not like you what? Right, I talk to my guides all the time, and that's one of the things I really wanted out of working with you, is learning how to have that connection and communication. And now it's constant. I'm truly living a guided life. And then living with or working and talking and communicating and having community with people who understand that I live in a guided way is different, because it's not something I have or felt comfortable. Now I'm a lot more comfortable sharing at the hospital, but before it was, I wouldn't talk about it. Right? So it's that specialness of community of NLL and not being, I don't know, just say I talked to my guides today and this is what I learned is not weird.
Okay, now I have another question because it's so true. I was just on a call in a new sales thing I'm doing, which I'm going to bring into Next Level Living stuff that I'm learning. I just posted about it. And I'm always the psychic medium amongst the people who are doing like other, very straightforward things. Because I'm always like finding these new people to study with. And I don't imagine I would say like I'm talking to my guides and they're telling me I just wouldn't do it, but or maybe I would. I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Right. Well, and you care less than you, well, I care less than I used
Exactly. So actually, I don't think the other question matters, but I think it does because we both have a very deep spiritual belief. But I don't know that we walk around talking to people about our religious beliefs or our religious affiliation. I don't even know if we can call them religious. I think they're spiritual affiliations. But why are those more acceptable than talking about guides? Why is it more acceptable to celebrate Judaism and Catholicism and product, than talk
Because
about
it's
our guides?
known, it's accepted, it's known. I didn't know I had guides until I took Healing Touch Level 4.
Wow.
And I went to California and there was a training for Level 4, because each of the levels has its own class, right? So Level 4 and 5 is a whole weekend. It's a retreat away where you're with the group for a few days. And that's where I learned about guides. And then I came back. And so I learned that I not only guides exist and that archangels can communicate with us and interact with us and affect our lives. I had no idea. So I think it's like religion is more known. Guides are not known. So people are like, so one of the women in my group told me that she drove to the site where our class was and she put an angel on each side of her car, each of the four corners, so that she was safe and protected to drive through Southern California, basically LA, where she was unknown and didn't know, you know, driving and was uncomfortable with it. So she put an angel on each of the four corners of her car. And I was like, you what? And then, so I was like, I'm super curious about this and we're learning more. So during our lunch break, I chatted with her specifically about, teach me about guides. What is this? How did you do it? How do you work with it? What do you do? What do you know? Because I literally didn't, it just wasn't something I had scientific, analytical, Western medicine, right? And so she taught me about it. We go back to, after lunch break, go back to session work, and we're doing exchange with our partners. And that's when I learned that you have to ask. And when you ask, you receive, right? So I learned that I have spiritual surgeons. And I had four surgeons come in and be with me during session. And you're like this, raking over an area. And like my hands where this woman's congestion was were just frozen. Like I could not move. And I think to like move, okay, we're done. Let's ready and move. Nope. Like you are stuck here. This is where we're staying. Then some of this starts happening. My fingers are wiggling and moving, and it's not voluntary. I, you know, surrender control,
right?
Like they're working through me to do what they need to do. And I just started crying. Like aww. It was the most like emotional, like, wow, I am really doing this. I can do this. And that's when my surgeons came in and were like, we can repair. We can technically, whatever the surgeries are in the body, in the physical body, it's just out in the fifth layer of the energetic field, of the biofield. That's our divine blueprint. That's what we are in our optimal form. And they're working on that layer through my hands to like work. And I was just in awe. I was absolutely in awe. So then I'm like, wow, okay, I have guides, I have spiritual surgeons, I have a deeper connection to source than I knew of. So then I came back home from that trip, and that I would say that's really when my spiritual awakening started happening more and more. And then reached out to you to join membership, was like, I know this would help me. I think this is exactly what I need to help me to keep going. And that was middle of 2019.
I remember that interaction. I have a quick question before we end. I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really love it. You've been married how long now?
18, 17 years.
So he has seen you go through a big transformation. And
if
you're comfortable with it is and accepting of it, correct?
He is that what you said?
Is he? Yeah. If you're comfortable with it, he's accepting of it. Because a lot of people fear what their mates will think when they start embracing this type of life.
When I started working with a pendulum and be like, look, this is what I'm learning with the pendulum. He's like, what? You what? So you're telling me that that little jewel is telling you information. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, no, don't buy it. So I said, well, I'm not giving it up. This is what I'm doing. And then I grew from there to learn more and more and more. And I was like, basically, like, I'm not going to not do this. This is, it feels so good and so right and so in alignment with what I need that you're on board or you're not. So we're going to get along a lot better if you're on board. And now he'll ask for sessions.
Oh, that's great. That's
Yeah.
great. And that's what
Yeah.
I usually find, because when women and men come to me and they're like, my mate's not gonna, they usually come on board because they see how happy you become and how aligned.
Absolutely. And it's all about raising your vibration, right? So when you're
Yeah.
starting a lower vibration, you raise yours, then they're intrinsically naturally going to raise theirs.
That's great.
Yeah. So he's come up a lot.
He sounds like a beautiful person. Dashka, okay, so last we're gonna end this, but that was amazing. I learned so much about you, and I'm so like learned more, which is great. If you I'm telling anybody who's listening to this, no matter when you're listening to this, if you feel a resonation on her website, and I'm sure that there is a book a consultation. I'm sure we've put questions in the place there, but we'll talk. Dashka and I will talk about that after. I think we did, right? Where you put questions there to find out if the person is really ready for this or not.
I haven't yet. It's just to have that call. Yeah,
Okay.
to and I don't charge any money. It's just to have that conversation to see if we're a good fit to work together.
Okay, great. So go to her website, dashkashealinghands.com, and go check it out. And I love it. It says, I'm ready to heal. And you can go check out you've heard everything that she does. And the website doesn't show her how she's bringing all these quality, it's one session now. And I would go check it out and definitely hire her. And is there anything, I'm loving this, Dashka. I'm so excited. I'm looking at your site. Her site is very well done too. It gives you testimonials, which are excellent. Girl, man, you're doing great. I'm so
Yay.
excited for you.
It's like the teacher's stamp of approval.
Oh my goodness, I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you.
And I'm a big believer in Dashka, so definitely go check her out at dashkashealinghands.com. It'll be in the show notes. And then Dashka, is there anything you would like to say to everybody before we go?
Just like I would say, just to have openness to receiving and communicating from source, that source is here to support us. And it's up to you to decide where you want your energy to go and that you can heal. You don't have to be labeled or defined by your symptoms.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
The person who I was talking about earlier during this interview, somebody who close to her, I'm not going to say who it was calling me right now as we were talking.
Oh.
So
Oh,
maybe there's something here
that's
I have to
yeah,
translate.
I it's all connected and you can support them, so
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, Dashka, I love you. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, share this episode, especially if you know somebody who's struggling with symptoms or struggling with some type of ailments, whatever they may be, emotional, physical. Share this episode with them, because Dashka shared a lot of incredible, important information that may be of benefit to them and also open their mind up in healing. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share this with the person I'm talking about, because I love her so much. And she's working so hard on herself. And there might be something that she hears in this that really that helps that person to go into a bigger healing, a greater healing, because I know how hard she's working on herself to heal. So I'm sure everybody knows somebody out there that could benefit from this conversation. So definitely share it with them. Thank you, Dashka, for joining.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome, honey.